Nice to have you here with us. I hope everything's going okay, that it's warm enough where you are, that you've got a source of heat where you are. And, you know, there's a lot of perspective on a day like today. And I'm just glad you're able to be with us and hope you're comfortable. Now, I was telling David, who's about to perform, he's not the first person with his last name that I've met. And I'm looking forward to getting to know him a little bit better this hour and to listening to his music along with you. We'll first start by just having him share a song. So welcome along with me, David Bielewitz.
To cut away the group disdain of all the petty words we say. And wouldn't it be, oh lucky me, that every time I get just a little bit closer, I get further away, away, away. As that mother down keeps hanging around, ooh, 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 I speak out, it's making me crazy. If you've got something to say, well then say it loud. Speak out, speak out, speak out, and say it loud. Speak out, speak out, speak out, and say it loud. Oh my Lord, oh my Lord, I've been a bad boy lately, but somebody had to say something. Oh my Lord, oh my Lord, collect my sins and save me, yeah, yeah. Ooh, yeah. I meant a word to seem absurd, but everything you've heard has got its meaning. Lubba-dee-bly, lubba-doo, woo-woo. You better read aloud and never sign a sound. If you wanna be hurting, yeah, well then, join me. Why don't you move instead of sitting? Yeah, 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 yeah. Why don't you groove instead of killing? Yeah, 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 yeah. Speak out, speak out, speak out, and say it loud. Yeah, 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 yeah. Speak out, speak out, speak out, and say it loud. Somebody had to say something. Oh my Lord, collect my soul and save me, save me, save me. But deliver down, 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 deliver down, 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 deliver down, 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 speak out, speak out, and say it. Speak out, speak out, speak out, and say it. Speak out, speak out, speak out, and say it. Speak out, speak out, speak out, and say it loud. Why don't you move instead of sitting? Why don't you groove instead of? Why don't you move instead of sitting? Why don't you groove instead of killing? Speak out, speak out, speak out, and say it loud. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh. Speak out, speak out, speak out, and say it loud. Yeah. Lord, Lord. Oh my Lord, I've been a bad boy lately, but somebody had to say something. Oh my Lord, 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 yeah.
That is Dave Bielewitz at the Saturday Light Brigade. And I am curious to get to know you a little bit. It's always funny, you know, when you come in, there's all sorts of things I want to ask you, but I want to wait until we're actually on the radio. Are you from Pittsburgh originally?
No. Actually, I moved here about 8 years ago for school. I'm originally from upstate New York in a small town just outside of Rochester, New York, called Brockport. And that's where I grew up. And I moved here for college, actually.
Is Brockport near Kingston?
No, it's about 20 minutes west of Rochester, New York.
Okay.
Probably about an hour east of
actually,
Buffalo.
Yeah, I think one of my friends who works for Kodak lives in Brockport. Would that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
If they're in Rochester or whatever they're called now.
I don't know if
so you
called
came
anything.
You came to Pittsburgh for school.
I did.
And then you stayed here, which is
I did.
Terrific.
I went to Point Park University for 4 years, and the original plan was to only stay for about a year or two after college, and then I was going to go move to one of the bigger cities to kind of get my acting and music career started. But then I fell in love with the city, and I noticed that this city's actually got a lot happening. It's got a lot going for it, and it's kind of at the beginning of something. Well, not no longer at the beginning. It's really starting to pick up pace, I think. Of something really big,
yeah.
In entertainment business.
Well, you know, as a lifer here, it is starting. I think your use of the word starting, I mean, there's always been so much going on here, but there's sort of a snowball effect happening right now that's really good. A lot of things are coming together in a good way. So was it music or musical theater or acting? What did you study at Point Park?
Well, I studied acting at Point Park. I was kind of the music guy always. I always had my guitar with me, the guitar guy, if you will. And when I left school, I still pursue theater and acting on a regular basis. I kind of bounce back and forth between music and acting. It keeps me busy.
Mm-hmm.
But this past year, I've put a lot of energy and a lot of focus into my music. Primarily getting my website started, just getting a Kickstarter started in a month or two, and really getting a recording of my music. And then I'm going to hop back onto the acting bandwagon again. And
that's great. So. Well, it takes time, and you can't do everything at once either. Tell me about the song you just played.
Speak Out.
Yeah.
I have a tendency to be like in big crowds of friends, kind of that guy that kind of sits back and just watches everybody, and I kind of wanted to get myself in the habit of speaking out and saying, and it's also kind of a song for folks who to kind of encourage them to speak out. I mean, it's the name of the song,
yeah.
Speak Out.
So it implied, was there anything specific that led you, a specific incident or observation, or was it more of just sort of a bubbling up?
It was definitely a bubbling up. I definitely wanted to, kind of felt like I was in this place a couple of years ago when I started writing it, that I just felt like I couldn't say anything ever. And it was really frustrating me. It kind of came out of that frustration of wanting to say something, kind of talking to myself really in the song, but also now others, now that I'm more comfortable.
Did you feel that way due to feeling like you had nothing of value to offer, or feeling that you just didn't want to have the spotlight on you, or maybe some other reason?
Well, maybe a combination of the two. I mean, I'm an actor and entertainer, so I like getting out in front of people.
Yeah.
But it's weird, you know. I don't like getting in front of people being myself normally. I find myself kind of awkward when I'm myself in front of people. So a lot of times I'll put on a character, and I guess that's where the entertainer comes from.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of actors personalities, so to speak, or athletes, really anybody that's in the public eye. Many really are backwards is too strong a word, but do not want to necessarily be the center of attention.
Sure.
Otherwise, in fact, I think sometimes those two things are polar opposites of the scale.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, you're in the limelight doing your for lack of a better word, job. Like that's what you do. That's the thing that you. That you can't really do anything, see yourself doing anything else. So you do that thing, but you know the nature of that job is you attract a lot of attention because you're the face of a full production. You know, though there are so many other aspects to it, you're the face. So naturally, you get a lot of attention in that role, and sometimes unwanted for some folks.
This is Dave Bielewitz. Who is here with us. We'll talk a little bit about the open mic scene in Pittsburgh maybe in a little bit.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But let's hear another song. What would you like to do next?
Well, that last song was Speak Out. Next I'm going to play Mama Said.
For 20 days just to come on back and see your ways. I haven't been clean since the day that I went away. Mama said to stay straight and ever strong. Smarter man would have never gone through the dirt that I had tracked in days before. I've come back now to rid your life of the wrong I did and to make it right. Lord, won't you let it rain? Cause here I go, yeah. Step straight, stay strong, be ever smart, and don't forget where you have come from. Now what I said before, is it really true? Yes, it is, my son. Oh, thank God for living proof. You see, the weary man has the courage to forget his mind out of sight. It takes a stronger man to decide not to give up on that fight. I may have been a lesser man in the past, that may be true. Oh, but I'll be damned if I'm ever gonna be a lesser man for you. Lord, let it rain. Straight, stay strong, be ever smart, and don't forget where you have come from. Step straight, stay strong, be ever smart, and don't forget, no, don't forget, don't forget, don't forget. There'll be days where you lose your faith and your favorite hues all turn to gray, where lovers lie and justice never pays. You'd say, forget this and forget that too, but be a better man, don't submit, pursue no fine rhyme through these fine lines. And do what your mama said to you, step straight, stay strong, be ever smart, and don't forget where you have come from. Step straight, stay strong, be ever smart, and don't forget, no, don't forget, don't forget, don't forget. Smart, and don't forget where you have come from. Step straight, stay strong, be ever smart, and don't forget, no, don't forget, don't forget.
It's Dave Bielewitz at the Saturday Light Brigade, 11:30. Thanks for being with us. Do I need to give you the weather for the 11th time today? How many? It's two. Yeah, it would be the 11th time. Wind chill, rough tonight and tomorrow, about 15 below, according to the National Weather Service, wind chill-wise. About one below tonight. Talking to a guy from Rockport, you're probably thinking, It could be worse. High today and tomorrow in the mid-20s, and about 2 to 4 inches of snow tonight. As much as an additional inch, I should say 2 to 4 inches today, as much as an additional inch again tonight or tomorrow. And right now it is 22 degrees at our studios, 18 in Clarion, 19 in Grove City, 21 in Indiana, Washington, and New Concord. It's 60 in Phoenix. Jealous, a little jealous of Phoenix right now. Shirley just wrote to, she's listening and enjoying your music, and that she took a teacher's institute in Brockport. She went to a, took a class in Brockport.
Yeah, SUNY Brockport, probably.
So it exists.
Yeah, there's a state university right in my hometown, actually. Yeah.
So I think, are you hosting, or are you involved with Open Stages at all, or doing any open stage work? Tell me about that, or open mic work.
Started with a gentleman, Jeff Holt, who owns Ham Bones, a little over a year and a half ago, I want to say, close to 2 years now. We decided to start an open mic with a couple of fine gentlemen musicians. I've been doing the open mic scene for many years, actually almost since I came to Pittsburgh. I took an interest very early on, and I started going to Shadow Lounge back in 2006, I think. And then joined the Club Cafe group a couple of years ago. And I really wanted to kind of get into hosting. You know, I felt I had the charisma, I could really get up on stage and be comfortable in front of really hosting people. And I talked to Jeff and I said, hey, can I do this? And ever since, really, we've been doing it every Tuesday at Ham Bones, 9 o'clock. It's really wonderful, really diverse group of folks come out every night, you know. We get everything from poets to spoken word artists with backing music, to singer-songwriters, to folk music, blues, jazz, a little bit of rap, you know, soul, some stuff that I do, you know. It's just a really wide variety, and I really, you know, I welcome anybody to come join any Tuesday at 9. It's really a pleasure.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And do you find, I'm sure there are regulars that are there every week to perform.
Sure.
But do you find folks that maybe come once, or folks just passing through town, or?
I can't say, the only time I think that people have come just once have been people who are just passing through town. A lot of what happens is they'll come, you know, they'll see that it's a really welcoming community of musicians and artists that show up there on Tuesdays, and they kind of fall in love that night, you know, and they come again, whether it's the next week or a couple of weeks, you know, you'll see those faces in the crowd again.
Do people in the crowd ever get inspired to borrow an instrument and play?
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah. Actually, I encourage every time I'm hosting, which is the second Tuesday of every month. I run the sound every Tuesday, but I host the second Tuesday. I encourage folks from different backgrounds to get up on stage, you know, or invite people up on stage, or if you like somebody that you saw up on stage, go up to them afterwards and introduce yourself, and kind of setting up this great network of artists, you know. But yeah, we do. We get a lot of musicians on my songs. A lot of my, because I've been doing it for the last 2 years, you know, there'll be a couple, I'll be cycling through some of the same songs that a lot of my friends have heard. And they'll just join me. They'll just come up on stage and they'll sing along or play along.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, it's lovely.
They can sing with the hits.
Yeah. The Dave Bielowitz hits.
Yes. Dave Bielowitz, here with us today. I put a link up to his Facebook page. At our Facebook page, and also there's one at slbradio.org, so you can learn more about them. It looks like in addition to the Ham Bones every Tuesday night, where you're likely, I think, to hear him play, that you've got something coming up on the first day of February.
Yeah, I'll be performing at Kativo, the Snowball Festival. That is doors open at 7 o'clock. There's going to be, I think, between 12 and 15 musicians, two stages, an acoustic stage upstairs and a rock stage down in the basement. There'll be lots of great musicians, Elliot Sussman, Chet, and the Big Band, which were here about 2 weeks ago, I think.
Yeah, and Elliot's been here. Gosh, he was here. Well, it was so long ago we were outside. The last time he was here, I think it was August, he was in. And yeah, Chet was here pretty recently.
Yeah. So I'll be doing that. I'll be going on first with my band, Boone, which is myself and my guitarist who couldn't make it today, Jeremy Colbert.
Yes.
Who I think has also been in here.
Yes, he has. Fairly recently, too.
Yeah.
Gets hard for me to keep it all straight sometimes. There's more I want to chat about, but why don't we catch another song from you? What would you like to do?
Oh, sure. Well, I think I'll play I'm Not There.
Making anything you can,
looking on the line, looking for the callus of these hands,
looking on the line, ain't no job gonna bring me down,
looking on the line, ain't no mortal man gonna bring me down.
No.
Walk a road paved in echoes, shouting all the turns I should have made, but I don't. So when I feel the rain coming down in the distance, I won't damn the pavement for no forgiveness. See, I'm the diction of every word I speak, but words cannot compare to the cold, wet concrete. So until they can, I'll be between the right ten seams, so you can see me when I'm not there. I'm not there. I'm not there. I'm not there. I'm not there.
The crying rain while an old man sang. He'd asked for no applause, for none I gave. He told me of a time he once took for granted. Blind, he took to pavement the day he damned it. Imagine all the men who have paved this world, sitting in the rain, so someday I won't. So if you see my likeness in the mirror, don't turn away, cause it'll disappear. I'm not there.
I'm not there. I'm not there. I'm not there. I took a seat and began to drag on these reeds. Each beat I sing faster, I could no longer breathe. And when the blind man started humming again, I knew that even lost I had gained me a friend. Time grows old and my legs are getting weak. My ears are hearing nothing and my eyes, they won't speak. I still be on the path of the wisdom I've shared. So you will see me when I'm not there.
David Bielowitz, Dave Bielowitz, that song reminds me of a play, and it's not surprising, maybe, given your training as an actor. You know, the first two songs you played to me were kind of like anthems, at least as I listened to them. Speak Out. Yeah. I'm sorry. Speak Out, the first one, and then Mama Said, yep. Even though it was Mama doing the talk and Mama was providing some words to live by in that particular song. This one a little different, more of a narrative, I think. But I'm curious what your writing process is like, and also take me back to your childhood a little bit. When did you know you wanted to be an actor?
Actually, I knew I wanted to be a musician and a singer before I knew I wanted to be an actor. The acting kind of came in high school. I was asked by a director to audition for the play. It was Peter Pan. Was my very first play, and I was a pirate with a wiggly mustache, and I think I had three lines: ready, aim, fire, all with periods. But I think because I could sing, they wanted me to be a part of the musicals, and I don't know. Part of me really got a thrill. I mean, I remember seeing my first play, and the ushers were actually dressed as the actors, and I was an usher for one of the shows. And little kids came running to me afterwards and asked me for my autograph. Aww. And then I started watching the plays and how the audiences reacted, and it really got me interested in being a performer and an active audience member as well.
So, but you knew much earlier that music was part of your life. And tell me about that.
When I was about 7 or 8 years old, I got my very first guitar. I wanted to play the guitar. I used to play my mother's old Yamaha, which she still has. It's probably collecting dust currently, but I love that guitar so much. I played it all the time. My grandfather, Cron, and my father would kind of every now and then give me a little lessons here and there. I actually met with my grandfather once a week for a couple of months at his apartment, and he would, you know, we'd play old classic, you know, Eagles and Beatles tunes. He's a big Beatles fan. And that got me interested in playing guitar and singing and playing. And then in high school, I played with a couple of bands, which are currently, I don't know what those musicians are doing anymore, but
they're on hiatus. Yeah. They eventually will show up on public television during a fundraiser of some sort.
Yeah.
But right now they're on hiatus.
Those songs are probably still floating around somewhere too, I'm sure.
So what about for you in writing? I suspect the lyrics are coming first, or no?
I guess it kind of depends on the song, really. I think for me, the best kind of story songs are written first. Like that, I'm Not There was written. It had there was a rhythmic. I had like a rhythm in my head when I was writing the words, and I just needed something to kind of in that attracted me really early on, really quickly. I was actually playing it on a harmonica first because I wanted to learn the harmonica, and then I started writing this song, and then I quickly threw the harmonica aside and just started playing and singing along with it. But yeah, and then there's other songs, you know. I think one that I'll be playing, actually probably second to last or last, is I actually had this really cool grooving guitar part, and I was like, I really like that. I want to write something to that.
Mm-hmm.
And just the circumstances lined up that I ended up writing the music after, or writing the song after I wrote the music. Or the lyrics after the... It's an interesting... I mean, it can be really long. Sometimes it'll take me a year or two to finish a song because I'll start it and then I'll come back to it and not, you know... Or I have so many unfinished tunes as well. But... And then some of them, like that song, which I'll show you in a little bit, I wrote in like 15, 20 minutes.
Hmm.
And it's just a really fun, really catchy little ditty.
This is Dave Bielowitz here. You can catch him at Hambones for their open mic every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock. And I think we have time at least for two more. We have about 12 minutes of radio time, so some of it will depend on their length. But we probably two or three more. But what would you like to do next?
I'll leave The Change off because you can find that on my website, which is DaveBielowitzMusic.com. So I'll play two songs that aren't on that website, just in case.
Oh, that's a good idea. That. Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned the website. That's relatively new, I think, right?
Yeah. This month I opened it up and got it up and running, and it's working. It's got a song on it currently, but like I said earlier, I'm going to be starting a Kickstarter here in the next 2 months to raise money for a full recording of just about all these songs that you heard.
Excellent. So here again is Dave Bielowitz.
I be standing where the winds are blowing, but I don't know if she'll be going when I do. La-ba-dee-ba-dee-la-ba-do. You see, when I asked her, she said, well, okay, but not today. Can you see why I'm confused?
Well,
la-ba-dee-ba-dee-la-ba-do. Only I could see her face again, I might know what to do. Oh, there's something about those words she said to me, and the way her lips would move, a lapa deeply lapa do. Yeah, lapa deeply lapa do. Yeah, hey, yeah, lapa deeply lapa. If I remember correctly, the day we had met, she had laughed when I said, my mind is set on you,
she said.
La-ba-dee-ba-dee-la-ba-do. Of course I can't blame her, I made a mistake, or I shouldn't have asked her to jump with me. Or what did I do? I'm still racing my heart and I'm making her see what it is she wants me to do. Laba dee la laba, ro-do-do-do, hey. If only I could see her face again, I might know what to do. Oh, there's something about the words she said to me, and the way her lips would move, a laba dee laba do. Oh, laba dee laba do. What could I do? Well, from the ledge I'm falling for. Oh, what should I do when I'm so madly in love with? You. My heart is racing, for while I've been spacing, she has been shouting at the top of her lungs, la ba dee bli la ba doo. I'm so in love with you. If only I could see her face again, I might know what to do. Oh, there's something about those words she said to me, and the way her lips would move, la ba dee bli la ba doo. Deeply love it too, oh, yeah. Oh, oh, I love it, I deeply love it, love it, I deeply love it, love it, I deeply love it, love it, love it, do, 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 yeah. I love it, deeply love it too. I love it, deeply love it.
Dave Bielewitz, and shout out to Sean McIntyre, who's listening, and some woman named Jackie Baker just posted something on our Facebook side. I know you. I know there's somebody named Jackie here with you. I wonder. Oh, yeah. I wonder if that could be her. I think every song you've played, and it's been wonderful, has had a little bit of vocalese or scat in it, scatting or whatever. It goes by many different names. How did you come by that, and did you decide to add it? I mean, it's a great signature sound, if you will. That's not quite what I mean, but it's not easy to do that. I think a lot of people think that it must be easy to scat. I don't think it is.
Yeah. Oh, it's a lot of fun, actually. It's incredibly fun. And anybody can scat. It's not easy, I guess, if you think about it too much, but it's a lot like talking or having a conversation or telling a story for that matter. But I started back in high school. I knew nothing about scatting or really jazz for that matter until I met my first voice teacher, Liz Banner, back in Rockport High School. She really got me started in jazz very early, and I did swing choir and even just the choirs, we did a lot of jazz tunes. She was a big fan. So whenever I did my solo stuff, she'd get me started on like My Funny Valentine, those types of jazz standards.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, she kind of got me started with this whole idea of scatting. And then since, like, I just, whenever I hear music or somebody's playing at the open mic, for instance, I'll just sing along or I'll scat along just because it's fun. And
yeah,
it's, you kind of fill in the blanks sometimes, you know. Yeah. I love scatting.
Yeah, there's it's a good thing. And I think the key, personally, is knowing what the deadly consonant combinations are. There are some, you know, and knowing what goes together well and what doesn't go together well.
I don't really know.
Yeah, you're probably...
just make it up.
I'm probably overthinking it. We absolutely have time for one more. Before you go into it, though, I'm just going to take a moment and thank our guests for today, our other guests for today, Rob Zellers of Pittsburgh Public Theater, celebrating 20 years of the Shakespeare Monologue and Scene Contest with over 1,000 participants this year, actually 1,300 in grades 4 through 12. Joanna Marie, our colleague from Classical WQED, talking about the musical kids competition. Tom Roberts, playing piano and talking about tomorrow's Charlie Chaplin screenings at the Hollywood Theater in Dormont. Our students from Yan Lai Dance Academy, happy Chinese New Year. Also students from Sarah Hines House, and Jordan and Vanessa from the Pittsburgh chapter of GLSEN and the Peer Advocate for Safer Schools program, and David Bielewitz, who's here with us, who I'm going to ask to play us out, but not before I thank you for tuning in to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. What would you like to close up with?
I'm going to close up with, it's my most recent and a personal favorite right now. It's called Fat Cat.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
I've done well, and all I want to do is sit in my chair. But a fat cat's gone and taken it from me. Now I'm angry, ain't how it's gonna be. No fat cat gets to sit in my chair. No fat cat gets to sit in my chair. No fat cat gets to sit in my chair. No. No fat cat gets to sit in my chair. Get out of my chair! I pay my taxes and all my dues, trying to feed my belly and my babies too. But a fat cat's got a stomach full of my food while he's sitting pretty all up on my stool. No fat cat gets to sit on my stool, no. No fat cat gets to sit on my stool, no. No fat cat gets to sit on my stool, no. No fat cat gets to sit on my stool, you get off my stool. Don't you turn on your back and try to look all pretty. Boil, it's getting real inside. While this cat's so big, can't even sit upright. And then I want to rest, and I'm hungry too. Well, what's a hardworking man left to do? I'ma make me a brew. Now I'm steaming, oh no, I'm mad. This fat cat's gone and raised my rent. Only one way to get rid of this feline. It's time to brew me some kitty brine. Whoa, no fat cat. No fat cat. No, no fat cat. No, no fat cat. Just to sit on my stool. Get off my stool! Ooh, come here, kitty. Yeah. Meow! And get in my stool. Yeah. No cat sit in my chair.